It takes about 80 volunteers, 18 seasonal workers, and 3 year-round employees to organize and run the market that sees anywhere from 15 to 17,000 people each week on Main Street. Because it's the last market of the season, Executive Director Kate McChesney says they're bringing in additional live music acts.
Our finale will go a little bit later, so we'll kick off at 10 a.m. and we'll actually go to 6, where typically we go till 5. And really that allows our vendors to be able to go down to the bar and get a Bloody Mary or a beer just because they're working so hard all summer long. We also play the music a little bit later. So kicking off our music this coming Sunday at 10 a.m. we'll have Chad and Christo, who are just an acoustic group. And then at 11 we'll have the Snyderville Electric Band. And then at 3 o'clock, we'll finish off with Changing Lanes Experience, who will take us all the way up until 6 o'clock.
But that's not all. They're partnering with Nuzzles & Co.
That adoption, we're calling it the Philly Pet Fest. They'll have over 30 cats and dogs to be adopted. And that will take place from 10 till 2 on the Marriott Plaza at the corner of 7th and Main Street. And really that for us is because it's just one of the nonprofits that is super important. We all have adopted dogs through Nuzzles & Co. We're coming into the winter season, and we want to make sure that the animals that they have get a forever home for the winter. And I think now is a really good time for that because it's cooler and it's, you know, a little bit more pet appropriate at Park Philly other than the hot days that we have all summer long.
This is the first time the market has partnered with Nuzzles & Co., a local pet adoption center. They rescue pets from the Ute and Navajo reservations and will have puppies, kittens, and adult dogs for you to adopt at Sunday's market. As if puppies and kittens weren't enough to entice someone to take them home, Nuzzles & Co. Director Lindsay Ortega says they're taking 15% off the adoption price.
Kittens are $75, so it's going to be 15% off that. Adult dogs are $150, so 15% off that. And then puppies are $300, so it will be 15% off that. And everyone is spayed or neutered, microchipped, vaccinated, dewormed, everything's already taken care of.
As always, the event is free, and McChesney suggests you use alternative modes of transportation to avoid the headache of finding a parking space.
It's going to be another very busy Sunday. We're expecting probably, you know, anywhere between 15 and 17,000 people. So we encourage you to bus, bike, walk, or hike. And they will be increasing the bus every 10 minutes from the high school. So that's really going to be the easiest place for you to park, take the bus up. It stops twice. Just makes it super easy. But that's really one of the things we want to continue encouraging because there really is not a lot of parking within Park City.
The organizers for the event will also address the Park City Council at Thursday's meeting. It begins at 6 p.m. in the council chambers on Marsac Avenue. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.